This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We're talking today about the business of water in Cincinnati. In this segment, I'm joined by WVXU reporter Ann Thompson and Assistant Superintendent of Greater Cincinnati Water Works, Bruce Woodbury. You can join the discussion by calling us at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you both for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce, for coming. So another layer of water treatment begins next month. What is it and how does it work?
Thank you very much, Mary. UV ultraviolet treatment is the technology that we're talking about today. And it's an additional barrier to our already robust treatment system. And it basically, the process is very simple. It uses ultraviolet light to disinfect and destroy microorganisms. So we're all familiar with ultraviolet light when it comes to sunlight. We have three different types of ultraviolet light. Most people are familiar with A, ultraviolet UVA and UVB rays. That's what you get in sunscreen when you are to protect against with sunscreen. There's also another type, UVC rays. Those are what we generate with the UV facility because they're very, very good at disinfecting the water.
Yeah. And so this is an amazing facility, brand new building, and as we mentioned, going to go online next month, and you have been testing it, right?
Absolutely. We've been running water through the building now for a few months. We're working all the kinks out, making sure everything works properly, making sure the computer systems are working properly, and we're on the verge of letting the system go and do its thing, and it'll be treating 100% of Cincinnati's water from the Ohio River.
And so just to let our listeners get a picture of what is happening there, you go in the building and you go down some steps and you see 8 reactors. And so tell me what is happening without getting too technical or what will be happening to the water.
Right. When you go into the building, in some ways it's kind of anticlimactic because there's no moving parts, there's no big noises. Basically, the UV reactors or UV treatment units are sections of pipe that have glorified light bulbs inserted into them. So if you think about the type of long fluorescent light bulb you might have in an office building, it's similar to that in the way it looks, but it's a very specialized bulb. These bulbs are inserted into the pipe at various angles. So then when the water flows through the pipe, it flows past the light bulbs. And those bulbs give off these very intense UV light rays, and that's what disinfects the water.
How long does that take? I mean, how long does it need to be in the presence of that UV light?
It is actually just for a very few seconds. So it's the unit itself is only about 6 feet long, so it's the amount of time that it takes that water to traverse that 6 feet.
And let's reiterate that this will be the final process. You have many other steps that you go through to purify the drinking water. And tell me about those.
Right, absolutely. We have at Cincinnati Water Works, our first step in treatment is known as conventional surface water treatment. That's where the primary purpose of the treatment is to remove particles that you get from water from the river. Most of our water comes from the Ohio River. Particularly after storms or even during normal periods, there'll be a lot of particles in the water, and we want to get rid of those. And a lot of the disease causing organisms go with those particles when we remove them. So that's one of our first steps. That step then goes to the step of what we call rapid sand filtration. So we send the water through sand filters, through about two feet of sand. That particular process, that treatment process, was actually pioneered here in Cincinnati in the early 1900s. So instituting the UV facility is just another step in our continuing tradition of being very proactive with water treatment. After the water goes through the sand, it then also goes through granular activated carbon. And that's a treatment process that a lot of utilities do not have the luxury of having. That was something that we installed back in 1992 to protect against other contaminants in the drinking water. So once we go through the granular activated carbon, then we go to the UV facility.
If you have a question or a comment on water today, call us 513-419-7100. You can email us talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We do have a tweet from Chris who says, will the waterworks install a system to remove pharmaceuticals from the water supply?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask that because we already have that. That's what the granular, one of the purposes of the granular activated carbon is to remove those types of contaminants. So we're already protected against those kinds of contaminants.
What do you do with all this stuff when you just then throw it in the landfill? I mean, what do you do with all the stuff you collect?
Well, actually, what happens with the carbon is the chemicals stick to the carbon, and then the carbon goes through a process, we call it reactivation, where we actually put it into a furnace, and we heat it up to temperatures that are hot enough that it actually destroys the chemicals. And the result then is just water and carbon dioxide that are released through a smokestack.
So in 1999, I was reading, the EPA discovered that UV was one of the most economically effective treatments to purify drinking water. How common are plants, are UV plants, nationally and internationally to treat water?
They are becoming much more common over the past 10 to 15 years. UV actually has a pretty long track record in wastewater treatment and then also in a very limited basis on drinking water. But just because of some of the more recent regulations and recent advances with UV technology, we're seeing it become more and more common. So New York City, for instance, is installing it. There are several cities throughout the nation that are. One advantage that we might say here at Cincinnati is we will be the largest municipality in the United States or in North America that can offer our customers the benefits of both rapid sand filtration, GAC, and UV all together. So we have all of those barriers.
By using all those three, is the water extra clean? I mean, is it more clean than you're going to find in some other cities?
I think the best way to think about it is we have multiple barriers for any type of contamination. So if one of those barriers were to, for some reason, fail, we have the other ones to pick up. So it's a very, very safe system. I think in many ways, I think we have some of the cleanest water in the United States, but, you know, I also don't want to downgrade any of my colleagues in other cities.
And I think one of the advantages for UV, Marianne, was that this gets out the microorganisms, correct?
That's exactly correct. That's the primary focus of the UV is we're looking at microorganisms such as Cryptosporidium. That's one of the target organisms, particularly with the regulations that the US EPA has implemented. And we meet all of those regulations to remove Cryptosporidium even before the UV, but this will give us just an additional barrier. And that'll protect us in case something goes wrong in the treatment plant or for some reason if the quality in the river were to become degraded.
Now, how safe is the UV? Because people hear like, oh, UV and reactors, and what are precautions that you've taken?
Reactors are just a fancy name for saying treatment unit. So, you know, that's just the term that they use. The UV is a very, very safe process. Once the UV light hits the water, it does the disinfection, it goes away. There's no residual, there's no byproducts in the water. So the water simply comes out of one end of the reactor purer than it went into the other end.
We have a question from Larry who wants to know. He says he's a retired chemist and he developed an ozone process for water treatment. What happened to that process? He wants to know if it's still used here, he said, or anywhere he thought it was used in New Orleans at one time.
Ozone is used throughout the nation. I don't know how many utilities actually do use it. We looked at ozone and we considered that when we were doing the research for UV. We don't implement a treatment process like this without many years of research and making sure that we're actually doing the right thing before we spend that money. And ozone just wasn't a good fit for our treatment process. We've found that UV was a little bit better for us.
And speaking of money, so this is a $30 million project, this UV treatment process. People might be wondering, hey, how much cost is this going to add to my bill?
Right. Well, $30 million sounds like a lot, but when we divide it up among all of our customers, that works out to about 30 cents a month per household. So if you think of what you'll spend 30 cents a month on in any given month, the additional safety and protection and higher quality water, it's a very, very good deal. You know, another way to look at that is it's less than $4 a year. So not a whole lot in the whole scheme of things, in my opinion.
And so when I took a tour of the waterworks and you guys were explaining all this, people were mentioning that you've had scientists and people from waterworks from all over the world come and check out the waterworks, including people from Korea.
Right.
And elsewhere.
Right. That's correct. And that was before and after the UV process. Cincinnati's been a leader in the water industry for decades, really ever since the inception of the Miller plant, the surface water treatment plant, in the early 1900s. We've been a leader in municipal drinking water treatment. And so it's very, very common for us to have international visitors or visitors from throughout the nation to look at our treatment process and get some tips for their own facility.
Is it different because you're dealing with river water? I grew up in the northern Ohio area. Of course, we got all of our water from Lake Erie. I think there's a difference in taste a little bit in river water and lake water. Is there a big difference in the way that water has to be cleaned?
Yeah, any water source has its own little unique characteristics. One of the big differences between treating, say, lake water and river water is the river water changes very, very quickly, like even throughout the day. So with a storm event or something like that, the particles in the water may go up very, very dramatically over the course of an hour or two. You may not always see that with lake water. Lake water has its own set of challenges. The treatment process has to be tailored specifically to the water source.
And people might wonder, hey, how did we get all this technology, or why are we leading the nation in various areas? And as we've been saying in our week-long series, Liquid Assets, a big reason is because the Waterworks has a partnership with the EPA, which has a water research facility here. And how does that help you?
Right. We're very, very fortunate to be located here in Cincinnati and to have the US EPA Research Center here. A lot of the groundbreaking water treatment research comes out of that facility. And we've cultivated a relationship with them. We are very, very applied research oriented, I think the way to look at it. We don't do a lot of academic research. We want our research to pay off in results for water treatment. The US EPA has the same goals, and so they will frequently use our facilities as test facilities. We'll provide them water samples, allow them to test equipment at our facilities, and so we work very cooperatively. And we worked cooperatively on the research for the UV disinfection early on in the process.
We have a question from Bob, who said the city used chlorine for a while. Will that still be used, or will UV replace chlorine?
No, absolutely. Chlorine will be used. Yes, we are not discontinuing chlorine. Chlorines are, you know, one of our very important disinfection processes. UV will help to complement that. The other advantage to chlorine is that it allows us to maintain a disinfectant residual throughout the distribution system. That's something UV would not do. That makes sure that the water stays safe all the way from the treatment plant to the tap. So we will continue to use chlorine.
And so when I went in the new UV facility, there were, besides these reactors, a bunch of computers. We couldn't really go up there. The area was restricted. But talk about some of those and the purpose for those.
Right. The UV process is very, very automated. So in concept, it sounds very simple that the water flows by the lights disinfect the water. But one thing that we wanted to make sure that we did with this facility is that we made it as efficient as possible. So depending on the water quality and the amount of water going through the facility, we can vary the intensity of the lights to most efficiently disinfect the water. What that does for us is that it will save us a lot of money because we don't have to keep the lights on full power all the time. So the computer program controls a lot of that, and it will look at the flow, it will look at the water quality monitors, and it will decide what type of current or what type of intensity we need from those lights. We then have sensors that monitor the lights and make sure that what the computer thinks it should be doing is what it actually is doing. And if those two things don't agree, it will give us an alarm so that our operators will also be monitoring the system. So we're not leaving it totally in the hands of the computer, but it is a very highly automated system.
Have you ever had to shut it down because there's been a problem or it's not cleaning the way it should be?
Well, right now we're still in the debugging stages. So we're working out some of those things right now. But so far, the system's been working very, very well. The things that we're fixing right now are very, very small items, and it's looking to be a very reliable system.
And do we have a date of exactly when it's going to go online?
Right now, the best I'll say is within the next several weeks. So
that's soon.
Yeah, very soon. And and water's actually flowing through there right now.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We're talking today about the business of water in Cincinnati. My guest, WVXU reporter Ann Thompson and Assistant Superintendent of Greater Cincinnati Water Works, Bruce Whittaberry. Coming up, we'll hear about a local company founded in 2009 that does research and engineering in the water and wastewater industry. You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us, talk@wvxu.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition.